One of my must-haves every day is my coffee. Whether it's my iced caramel macchiato or my oat milk vanilla latte, or better yet, the in-season latte of the month. Whether I make it myself at home or I'm the first one in line at the coffee shop in the morning, I love starting my day off with a little latte. How do you start your morning? Is there something you absolutely cannot do without? Something that just jumpstarts your day. Just as we need that boost of our morning coffee, we need a boost of fresh brewed faith every day to strengthen and renew us. Let's be honest, life is tough. We just came out of the holiday season, which is known to be one of the worst times for suicide. Why does this happen? People lose hope. They lose their faith. You know, as Christians, we have our faith that is grounded in Christ. But when troubling times come, we remember we're human. You know, even though we're Christians, we still face hard times. Sometimes we can't go to Dunkin' and get our coffee. We have to settle for the cup of Folgers at home. The reality is that's not that big a deal, but in life sometimes that's just the cup that we get poured. We all have big dreams, but sometimes they aren't exactly as we imagine. It's in those times that we have a choice. We can live life disappointed, or we can choose to have unstoppable faith. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." As soon as you walk through the back door of our house, you will see a print of a painting that my family purchased during our trip to Israel. The title of the painting is called The Encounter, and it depicts one of the miracles in the New Testament where the woman with the issue of blood encounters Jesus. What's so striking about this painting is you don't see any of the faces, but you only see the sandaled feet of Jesus and the crowd, and you see the woman's hand reaching for the hem of Jesus's garment. At the tip of the woman's finger is a beam of light, signifying her touch brought her healing. This painting is so inspiring, and it brings our minds back to believing God will answer our prayers if we have the faith that He can and that He will. And like the woman with the issue of blood, we can have our own encounter with the healer. As women, we can build our faith in God and see our prayers and our requests answered. The key is we must begin each day with a cup of faith. And it's important to remember that faith isn't optional. It's a requirement if we are to see results from our prayers. So I think that it's important to prioritize our faith because it's not an option in our lives. But we should face every day with our faith soaring and see how God shows up for us. Luke 17:5 says, "And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith." Like the apostles, we should go to the Lord in prayer asking Him, "Lord, increase my faith." You know, Victoria's faith, my faith. We should pray that for ourselves. I want to pray that for myself every day. You know, if we want to see our faith grow and our prayers answered, that's what it takes. It doesn't take an entire pot of coffee, for example, to energize me in the mornings. But in that same way, it doesn't take a lot of faith to see mountains move. But it is a necessity to have faith present in our daily lives. Jesus said, "If ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you." And that's found in Matthew 17:20. When we are needing something desperately from the Lord, we tend to seek out someone we feel has enough faith to help us pray the answer down. But what if our faith reflected the kind of faith where we are the one that others called upon to be their prayer warrior? I believe this is where God would have us to be. I believe God is moving upon people to pray like the apostles, to grow in our faith. And when others see that we are full of that faith in God and that our prayers are being answered and we aren't moved by the things of this world, they will begin to take notice. And our life can be a life of faith that others have confidence in to pray a prayer of faith for their healing. It should be all of our heart's desire to begin our day with a cup of faith. You know, faith is powerful, and the enemy knows that. He will discourage our efforts and try to get us to put off reading the Word. He knows that through spending time with the Lord, that's how we become unstoppable women. We need that time in the Word to increase our faith. You know, a lot of times women have a morning routine. I have a morning routine, you know, wake up, shower, you know, probably head to class, grab some quick breakfast. But it's important that even in the hustle and bustle of life that we don't forget Christ should be a part of our every morning. Waking up and starting our day in prayer, getting in the Word, that's what brings us strength, and it's what increases our faith. Every morning, turn your cup of faith up and drink in God's Word. Add prayer time to your day and watch your faith grow deeper and stronger. The Word of God has an effect upon our hearts and minds when we really study it. And I'm not talking about a quick reading of a verse or two, but really studying the scriptures and meditating upon their meaning. By carefully studying the miraculous accounts done by Jesus, we can begin to see and internalize who God is and what His power can do for us. The powerful stories that are in God's Word will strengthen our faith, and no doubt, when we begin to make God our priority every morning, we will have a testimony of our own on how God brought our healing or our answer. You know, my body has grown so accustomed to my daily dose of coffee that when I don't have it, I actually develop a headache. So my body does actually crave my latte, and I have to admit, I do look forward to it. Shouldn't faith be the same way for us, to where our spiritual man cannot do without it? We have to have our cup of faith every single morning. You know, think about the woman with the issue of blood. She was desperate, but she believed. She had heard the Messiah was coming, and she pressed through the crowd on her knees until just the hem of His garment came into contact with her. She had an unstoppable faith. Nothing was going to stop her from reaching Jesus, and it was the one small touch that had enough power in it to stop the bleeding that she was suffering from. The healing virtue went forth from Christ. And isn't that our desire, for the healing virtue from Christ to go forth and heal our bodies, or the body of the one that we're praying for? You know, something that sticks out to me is Jesus called this woman His daughter, and He told the woman to go in peace. And as I read that verse, I began thinking, we are His daughters too. You know, our God desires that we press until we reach the hem of His garment. Just like that woman did, we must press. We have to press through the hard times. We have to press towards Jesus through the mistakes or through our sickness until we reach the hem of His garment and He says to us, daughter, my daughter, because we are daughters of the King today. And why is faith absolutely necessary? Because without faith, we cannot please God. You know, Jesus notices our level of faith. You know, there's accounts in the Bible where Jesus says, like in Matthew 15:28, O woman, great is your faith. You know, God is moved when our faith in Him is so strong. We trust in Him no matter what the outcome is, you know, no matter our circumstance. It's important. We must keep our eyes on Jesus and trust that He will see us through. Our faith in Him can be so strong that we're strengthened through our trials. Unshakable faith that makes an unstoppable woman. And think about what unstoppable faith can do for you. Nurture your faith, and remember, lattes and faith have something in common. They're both something you just gotta have.